FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
If you've listened to this show over the years, you might be familiar with this voice.
Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger.
But that voice is also this voice. Talia Schlanger hosted World Cafe for 3 years before making a decision in 2019 that would change her life. She walked away. After talking to hundreds of musicians, she knew she wanted to follow her dream of making music. So the former theater performer and radio presenter went on a journey.
I figured as long as I was spending less on Airbnbs in Europe than I would have on rent in Toronto, that I was free to roam for a little while.
That journey led to her debut solo album, Grace for the Going. Talia joins me today to talk about taking the leap into the unknown and unpacking songs from the album. It's Talia Schlanger. Coming up, I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. You know, for as good of an interviewer as Talia is, and she is, she's an equally wonderful guest. Our session gets going right after Depeche Mode.
Reach out, touch faith.
Yeah.
NPR, it's World Cafe, and hey, I'm Kaleo. For regular listeners of this show, my guest today needs no introduction. Talia Schlanger was the host of World Cafe for 3 years, interviewing hundreds of musicians during her stint. And in 2019, she stepped away. A former theater performer who appeared in shows like American Idiot, We Will Rock You, and Mamma Mia, Schlanger wanted to pursue her first passion, singing. So she packed her bags, traveled to Europe, and began writing songs on an old guitar she found in a Paris shop. It leads to her debut solo album, Grace for the Going. It's a dazzling record, theatrical and intimate in equal measure. Talia joins me to talk about the journey from radio host to recording musician, and along with her band, treats us to some truly sublime performances off her debut. We start with So Small. Here's Talia Schlanger on World Cafe.
Of a brand new year, thinking how unlikely, despite the war outside me and inside me, I am still here. The ink stays all the same, whether someone comes or must be what I chose, and now the sunlight seeping in, threatening to wave the walls, saying you are so big, you ricochet from thumb to thumb while watching the weeks pass. I have torn my corners, I have loved from skin to glass. I have prayed for patience like an enemy of time, and I have begged for freedom. Things all the same, whether someone comes or goes. And if this is what remains, well then it must be what I chose. And now the sunlight's seeping, threatening to wave the walls, saying you are so big, you. Against my cheek. That is how I know that it is separate from me. And now the sunlight's seeping in, threatening to wake the walls, saying you are so big, you. Thank you. are so small.
Recorded live for World Cafe in front of a studio audience in Philadelphia, it is Talia Schlanger, a performance of So Small. It's a song from her solo debut album, Grace for the Going. If her name sounds familiar, that's because for years she was the host of this very program. And before that, a stage actress who's performed in Mamma Mia, We Will Rock You, and American Idiot. And oh, by the way, in addition to being on tour, Schlanger can be heard guest hosting the premier Canadian arts and culture program, Q. Should I keep going?
No.
And finally, full disclosure, she is my friend. Welcome back to World Cafe, Talia Schlanger.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here with you, so thank you for having me.
The feeling is mutual. There is so much I want to get into. I want to talk about the album Grace for the Going, but I want to rewind a little bit and give people some context, because before you had a music career and a solo debut album out, before you were a radio host, you were a singer.
Yeah.
Your first love, yeah?
Yes, singing was my first love. You could not get me to be quiet when I was a little kid. And there's a whole treasure trove of family home videos of me just like jumping up on the couch and singing all of Les Mis for my family when I was like a little one. So yeah.
So not a garage band, theater, the stage.
Yeah.
That was the dream as a kid?
That was what I was really into when I was little. And I sort of grew up doing community theater and admiring all the kids around me who had these amazing voices and took lots of singing lessons in the context of musical theater, which is a very different kind of singing than I'm doing now, but gave me sort of a really good foundation for thinking about how to use my voice in sort of big and small ways.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it obviously was something that you took very seriously. Stage productions of American Idiot, We Will Rock You, Mamma Mia. I'm sure you have 100 great stories about that time in your musical career. Is there one or something that stands out from that time where you were really, really in that world?
Oh, yeah. It's going to sound name droppy, but it's the first thing that came to my mind. And I'm going to say it.
Please.
We did, when I was doing We Will Rock You, it was the original Canadian company. And after maybe 5 or 6 months of doing the show, Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen came, but they didn't come to see the show. They came to play the finale, Bohemian Rhapsody, with us on stage. And it was the craziest moment. Roger Taylor was like sitting on this drum throne and he was like wheeled in from the back of the stage, and Brian May was standing there and played that crazy guitar solo, standing like this beautiful wizardly man. And the thing that we all kind of blacked out in that moment, but the thing that I really remember was having all of us came into work the next day and couldn't move our necks because we had been headbanging so hard during Bohemian Rhapsody that truly everybody needed physiotherapy, or PT, I guess as it's called here, for our neck-induced injuries. It was worth it, though. It was amazing.
You're listening to World Cafe. We're talking with Talia Schlanger. Her debut solo album is available now. It's called Grace for the Going. So we don't have to relive your entire radio career, but people who are listening might know that you did this show for a couple of years as the host. So I want to actually jump to a moment in 2019, summertime 2019. You're living in Philadelphia. You've been the host here for 2.5 years. It's arguably one of the best gigs in broadcasting, not to mention probably one of the safest and most secure. Those things play a part. But something, a spider sense is tingling in your head around that time. What's going through your brain?
I had been journaling a lot in the mornings because I had to make a decision about whether to stay or not. My contract was 3 years. And leading up to that summer, I'd been journaling a lot and asking myself a lot about what I wanted. And one thing that I took really seriously while I was here was that I had to wish, like with every fiber of my being, success and goodness for the artists that I was talking to, like that the conversation that we were having would serve them in their career. Mm-hmm. And I took so seriously feeling that genuinely. And then when I started to feel a little bit like I wanted that for myself, I couldn't kind of unsee that. And I remember, like, as I'm here right now, it's such a trip because we're on this beautiful stage downstairs at World Cafe Live. I remember sitting there in the audience and interviewing Alinda Segarra from Hooray for the Riff Raff for that amazing album that had Palante on it. I can't remember what the record was called. And I remember sitting there and looking up at her while she was playing and thinking, I want to do that. And I kind of couldn't ignore that voice anymore. So I just decided to take a crazy chance and leap and try.
Did you appreciate the idea of being scared again, being a beginner again?
That's such a great question. Exactly. Exactly. Not that I was ever fully like doing this job, your job, it's hard. And I always found it scary talking to people, but I did get a lot more comfortable over time. And then being scared again. Yeah, I actually started taking improv classes in my last year of being here at World Cafe to give myself a chance to be terrible at something and not be scared of that.
We're talking with Talia Schlanger here on World Cafe. There is a lot more to get to, including talking about the debut solo album, Grace for the Going. But we want to get into another performance. Oh, I have been busy. I'm busy often defending my right to be forgotten. Now, that is a curious premise. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with Right to Be?
Yeah, the idea sort of started with, I read about this legal concept that is in Europe that called the right to be forgotten, which is if there's something about you on the internet that you don't want to be out there about you, do you have the right to have it taken down to be forgotten? And I thought that that was such a poetic way of phrasing that rule, the right to be forgotten. And then I thought a lot about, I really hid myself away after I left here. Like I went on self-imposed exile for a long time and then COVID happened directly afterwards. And I felt like I had built up this fortress around myself where I was defending my right to be away from everything, to create. And then it sort of morphed into this other thing. I was thinking a lot about Judy Sill, this amazing folk singer from the late 60s, early 70s, who was largely forgotten. And also thinking about what it is to be a woman and to be aware of timelines in your life. All this stuff sort of swirled around and then became what you just said.
Well, we would love to hear it. It's Talia Schlanger here on World Cafe. Recorded at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, it's Talia Schlanger with Right to Be. Song appears on her new solo album, Grace for the Going, and Talia is my guest today on World Cafe. The band sounds tremendous.
Thank you. They are unbelievable, and I cannot believe that I get to play with them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to pick up our story. You decide to leave World Cafe in 2019, and you've carved out a little bit of time. You're going to go off the grid. What is that? What does that end up looking like? What does that end up being?
So at that point, I also had a, you know, a big life change at that time. And I didn't really have any furniture or anything to move with me. So I packed up my things into a rented minivan and drove home to Toronto and had some like boxes of my clothes and books and whatever and put it in my parents' basement. I spent like about a week in Toronto and then I got on a flight to London. I didn't have an apartment anywhere anymore and rent is so expensive in Toronto. I couldn't be in the US anymore because I'm Canadian and my work visa was done. So I figured as long as I was spending less on Airbnbs in Europe than I would have on rent in Toronto, that I was free to roam for a little while. So going away gave me the chance to be like, okay, what do I want to listen to today? What am I, what is grabbing my ear and where's my creative voice in that? Yeah.
Is that where you started to figure out what would become the DNA of Grace for the Going?
I'd say, yeah. It's where I found the guitar that I ended up writing the record on. So that was pretty big.
In Paris. I'm not going to let you ignore that part. You talk about writing a screenplay or something like a romantic version of finding yourself and finding your music and finding what you're going to do. You went to Paris and tell me the story of this guitar.
Yeah, I felt like I needed something to write with. And I sort of just said to myself, okay, like go to all the secondhand stores and try some acoustic guitars. And I gave myself a budget of less than 100 euro, whatever it was, had to be less than 100 euro so that I wouldn't feel too badly if I didn't connect with it or if I was garbage at playing the guitar, because I hadn't really taken seriously playing on it before that trip. And so I just spent a few days really, truly going to all of the secondhand stores and pawn shops and wherever and walking on foot everywhere and just asking various guitars if they had any songs for me. And then I found this one at a shop and I sat down with it and immediately it just felt like home. And so I took it home and I thought, okay, if we don't connect, I'll donate it to a music school around the corner or something like that and be on my way. But it ended up giving me my record. So,
yeah. And now it's here. Your debut album, Grace for the Going. We're talking with Talia Schlanger here on World Cafe. Song about relationship, song about extinction, song about Judy Sill, a moving song about your grandparents. There seems to be a lot of different touchstones. Did you feel is that you, when you were working on this record, that there was a unifying theme that was sort of buried under the surface? Or
it's not till now that I'm understanding it. Like, you've heard people say this a lot, I'm sure, and I've heard people say it a lot too, that they'll write a song or a record and they don't really know what it's about until after
sure.
it's done and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
out. And whenever people said that, I was always kind of like, come on, really? Like, you know what you're writing about when you're writing it. Give me a break. But having gone through that process, it's I can say it's true in my experience as well. And talking about the record now, like, I'm realizing so much of it is about survival. And it sort of like took my breath away to realize that a bit because, you know, I have The Endling, which is a song about extinction. I have See You Home, which is about my grandparents' survival.
See You Home.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much, so I'll give you the word on this. Tell me about the message behind this song and the story behind this song.
Yeah. So my grandparents both survived the Holocaust and they met towards the end of the war and they ended up giving birth to my aunt in a deportation camp in Germany, which had been Bergen-Belsen, the concentration camp. They were never in the camps there when it was a concentration camp, but that's where they lived as refugees. And it took almost 3 years for them to get permission to come to Canada. And my Bubba, it was my Bubba and my Zeta, my Bubba, with everything that she had survived, like the unimaginable, is about to get on a boat and cross an ocean with a toddler to a place that she's never even seen a photograph of and doesn't speak the language. But what she was really, truly scared of was just the actual journey of crossing the ocean. Mm-hmm. And it was a really, really rocky one. Like, the particular voyage that they were on was really difficult. And the story that we were told about it was that she could feel the ship swerving from side to side, and she could feel in her heart that she was sinking and sinking and sinking. And she held my aunt, Todd, 3-year-old, and made her a promise that if the waters rose and tried to overtake the boat, that she would just hold her really high over her head with her last breath, and she would be saved. And I heard that story for the first time. My aunt, who's the subject of the story, told it at my Baba's funeral when I was 14. And I heard that story, and I didn't know emotionally what to do with it then. And it took me, I guess, 20 years to sit with it and write this song with my grandmother in her memory, and sort of with her in collaboration.
It's beautifully said. We would love to hear that one song. It's Talia Schlanger here on World Cafe.
I know you are tired and scared to close your eyes. I'll keep watch until we reach the ocean's other side. Then I'll lay beside you in the still of sleep, breathing like it's simple, dreaming like it's free. And if waters rise to great unknown, I will hold you high, and I will see you home long before the oldest oak embraced the linden tree, long before the thought of you ever occurred to me. New day came from darkness, the sea released the land. We were born a promise to the palm of mercy's hand. So if waters rise to great unknown, I will hold you high, and
Recorded live for World Cafe in front of a studio audience in Philadelphia, it is Talia Schlanger. The song is from the new album, Grace for the Going, which is available now. Talia, I was so sad when you left because you're so good at what you do and you're such a remarkable human being. But during that performance, seeing your smile on your face and everyone in the band vibing with you, I knew you found the place you needed to be. Congratulations on your album. Congratulations on your path. I'm so stoked for you. Come back and visit anytime.
Thank you so much, Kaleo. And I want to say I was here when you were hired and I was so thrilled that you were coming on board on this show. And you've just done such beautiful work since then. And it's a joy to watch you work, and it's an honor to be interviewed by you. So thank you so much for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Talia Schlanger. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Welcome back to World Cafe. I am Kaleo. That was really cool. Like catching up with an old friend. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with former World Cafe host Talia Schlanger. Her debut album, Grace for the Going, is available now. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. And there is more, an extended cut of the interview online, including a bonus performance at worldcafe.org. All right, deep breaths. All right, we're back into it. Here's Joni Mitchell with Help Me.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your
it's got what it takes to make a monkey man leave his home.
Plant and Krause, taking on one of Robert's old songs from his time in a blues rock band, When the Levee Breaks. I've got new Barty Strange in just a moment on World Cafe.
No commercials means more music. Listener powered, member supported. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil, presenting the Meridian Brothers at the Ford. On July 28th, the history of Latin American music beams the Ford into the future when the Meridian Brothers blur the boundaries between psychedelic rock, Latin music, and experimental sounds. Tropical Afro-Latin band Kita Penis opens the night. Tickets for Meridian Brothers and Kita Penis on July 28th are available at theford.com.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. Blur will put out Live at Wembley Stadium. To the Ghosts by Cults will come out. Empire of the Sun will release their first album in 8 years, called Ask That God. Enough of the Sweet Talk by Lime Cordiale will drop. Pete Townsend will put out Live in Concert 1985 to 2001, a 14-CD and digital box set featuring 7 long-out-of-print live shows. And the Red Clay Strays are set to release Made by These Moments. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday from 6 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets for Empire of the Sun's Ask That God tour on November 23rd at the Hollywood Bowl. Current members can enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Empire of the Sun, the Hollywood Bowl, November 23rd.
88.5 The SoCal Sound and its HD channels conduct ongoing contests, sweepstakes, ticket and prize giveaways. No purchase or contribution is necessary to enter or win. Alternate entry details are available on our website, thesocalsound.org. Click contest rules at the bottom of the page.
Children's mental health is in crisis. That's why the Kids Mental Health Foundation envisions a future where mental health is a vital part of growing up. Parents tell us the challenges are real.
So you know what to do if they have a fever. But when you see them struggling emotionally, and you're like, what do I do?
You're going to find tons of things on the internet, but you want it to be from a trusted source.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation provides free, expert-developed resources to millions across the United States. Don't wait for a concern or crisis. Learn more at kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org.
From our open minds to your open ears. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo, and I'm going to make a bold prediction that I will never be called on because radio is truly a fleeting medium. But Barty Strange is going to be one of the biggest musicians of the 2020s, just based on his work so far. 2020's Live Forever, Farm to Table in 2022, and now a new song about searching for love along the Northeast Corridor. It's called Lie 95, new Barty Strange.
On the floor, legs crossed in bowls. Am I blind to gold, or would it even matter? Maybe I could grow, know that I won't. Am I talking to myself now, or would it even? I know you've seen this before, why would I fake it? I still picture us in a ghost town, 95 quake.
reflection of the news. Your temperature's well past 102. Put the guns away, or we're all gonna lose. Stand by or take flight. Eat or throw your peace pie. Walk on or be mine.
Now be